If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 27th day of September, 2010. Happy birthday to Lil Wayne today. Sean Cassidy of the Partridge Family celebrates a birthday. Meatloaf celebrates another year. At my house, a meatloaf couldn't last like a couple of days, actually. And Wilfred Brimley, the guy that does the diabetes commercial. I'm Wilfred Brimley, I got the dibby dibbies. He has a birthday. Randy Bachman of Bachman-Turner Overdrive, guess who? He celebrates a birthday as well. In 1954 was the debut of The Tonight Show. Jay Leno is the host now. Steve Allen was the original host. Larry Bird signed a contract with the Boston Celtics for $15 million on this day. And also in 1970, the game show, the original Amateur Hour, made its last broadcast. Now, that was kind of the precursor to American Idol. No Simon Cowell. It was all, I believe it was audience participation. Maybe they used an applause meter. They did a lot of applause meters back then. And the audience would decide. You could do anything. You could have bring a bear on a unicycle. You could juggle. You could sing. You could recite poetry. Whatever you thought. If you made it past the initial judges, you got to be on there and win something. You know, and in case you didn't know, a lot of people wonder where people get these prizes. They're all what we call trade out in the radio business. Now, you know, sometimes you have to ante up with some money for some of these things. But I know in broadcasting at our station, people would give us things to give away in exchange for mention on the air. So that's how they get paid, because radio stations, at least here in America, make their money by advertisements. And so when we would say we're giving away a Mark Smith Northside Mazda Volvo MX-7. Well, by just saying that, that's an advert for his company. And so, you know, that's generally the way we get theater tickets the same way. And that's the way these big shows on television worked as well. It didn't really cost them anything, but in lieu of money, they got advertising. There was another show, too, that... and I'm going to find a YouTube of it and put it in a link in a comment section. But it was called Queen for a Day. Now, I know about the show Queen for a Day because it came on before American Bandstand. Dick Clark was on the air from Philadelphia and then from, I think it was New York. It went national. It was a WFIL presentation, and then ABC picked it up. And every afternoon, you get to see teenagers dance to the latest hits. Okay, now I'll have to find an American Bandstand clip to show you. But so I couldn't miss that because, you know, I was all about the music. But the Queen for a Day was just awful. I mean, it was, I don't know, it gave my whole generation the wrong idea that if you have a bad enough hard luck story, you will be rewarded for it. And can't you just see that because, unfortunately, my generation is mostly in charge today in everything, in politics, in the world. This probably explains a lot, doesn't it? You know? So, yeah, the lady would come out and tell the awful story about things that have happened in her family, and then they would be rewarded with a Norge washer dryer or perhaps the thing that they asked for, you know, if they wanted something in particular. So, I'll find the clips and let you know. That and Old Yeller. You know, I didn't think about it. But that and Old Yeller. You know, my generation grew up in a time where we had no protection from anything. Now, you know, their movie ratings and everything. Nothing. I went to a birthday party, and they took us to see Old Yeller. And they couldn't understand why we were all crying as we were leaving the theater. No wonder we're so screwed up today. You're welcome. And we'll see you tomorrow.